Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson. On today, it is July the 5th, 2021. It is 12 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 1 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, the best time zone that rocks, 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 till your socks just fall off. All right, you guys, you know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm about to do. I want you to do me a small, itty-bitty finger, if you will. I want your pretty little fingers to do the dancing and the gliding across your mobile devices, on your laptops and your desktops. If you will, please go on over to Facebook.com and do me a favor and use the keyword, The Fierce Female, and give my page a like. I would greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to, you can also follow the page, The Fierce Female Network, over on Facebook.com. I would greatly appreciate it. And on today, I have an outstanding new and upcoming author with me on today. And so I'm going to be talking with Miss Stephanie. She's going to tell me all about her book, My Sweet Adventures with My Panda Lola. She's an outstanding and phenomenal artist, author. And so I want you guys to also know her material, her book can be found at Amazon.com. She also has a new book that's going to be released on Friday. I believe it's Friday. If not this Friday, it's going to be next Friday. She has a brand new book that's coming out, and I want you guys to follow her on Amazon.com. Click follow on her profile. Her name is Miss Stephanie. I'm going to spell the last name to make sure you have it correctly. So write down SUAZO-GALVEZ. She's a phenomenal talent. She's a phenomenal woman. She's a phenomenal artist, a writer. She has a young daughter, 4 years old, who pushed her into writing children's books. And once you take a look on the inside of her book at Amazon.com, she has some great reviews already, positive reviews, so I know you're going to enjoy her work and enjoy her material. And so for the listening audience, I do have one piece of information for you. To follow the show, I want you to follow me at iHeartRadio, and so you can find it really easy, iHeartRadio.com. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female. You can chat with us live at our iHeartRadio. That is my platform of choice is iHeartRadio. Also on Spotify, you can listen on Spotify for free. But on iHeartRadio, you can chat, comment, and leave comments about the show, feedback, and talk to us live at iHeartRadio. And so right now, I'm going to say hello to my guest, Miss Stephanie. Hi, Miss Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? Thank you for that nice introduction.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
How are you on? You're welcome. It's a pleasure. How are you on today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. So I'm just going to jump into all the juicy details. Your book, My Sweet Adventures with My Panda Lola. How did you come up with the idea for the book?
Yeah, so I came up with this idea because when I was a young girl, I actually had a panda. And that panda, I would carry that panda around with me everywhere. So the idea just came up over the years. My son, I have a four-year-old son. He enjoys his stuffed animals, and there's like a particular stuffed animal that he carries around with him everywhere. And it just came to my head to create an idea of writing about a little girl with her panda and them going on adventures together and just, you know, having that connection with each other and becoming best friends. So pretty much how I base my book on a little bit part of my life, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. So now tell me, were you always interested in writing when you were in school, or did it just develop over the years?
Yes, I've always been interested in writing. This has always been my passion to write. When I was in high school, I would write like little short stories here and there. But then later I kind of stopped. And then after graduating from the University of Maryland, Baltimore campus, I started to continue writing. And then all of a sudden I just started to do children's books. This was my interest. And I really enjoy it because, you know, I just want to see the kids smile or, you know, like, I guess that's pretty much my current audience that I'm kind of aiming for is like the young children. And I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't even know where I come up with these ideas. It just comes to my head and I just write. So when my kid is asleep during nighttime, this is my nighttime is to do my little writing on my like children's books and novels and things like that. That's what I do on my spare time. Yeah.
So now, have you started a novel? Are you writing a novel?
I am. I'm actually writing a novel as well. I mean, this is novel I have been writing for like about 2 years now. I have not finished it yet, but because I've been just focused on, you know, like small kids on children's books, but that is in progress. I am planning to release an adult book later. So, you know, because I need to like kind of review it and like do some more editations and I guess come up with more pages on my book. So yeah, but it's in progress right now. Yeah.
Okay. And I want to make sure I have the date correct because I know that you have a new book that's being released. Is it this Friday or next Friday?
Yes, it should be released hopefully by this Friday. So
this Friday,
hopefully,
okay.
A lot of customers can just go out there and look it up on Kindle or paperback. It should be there by Friday. I'm hoping. So I'm crossing my fingers. But My Sweet Adventures of My Panda Lola is currently live. People can actually go out there and purchase the book. I know a lot of customers that have purchased it have emailed me. And, you know, like I said, they have also put reviews on Amazon, which is such a great help, you know, so other people can, you know, be able to kind of, you know, get like some type of idea of what the book is about. I mean, it already has a description there, but, you know, it's good to have other readers and other people that have bought it to be able to give some type of feedback to those that haven't bought it yet, you know? So, yeah, that's pretty much. So, yeah, you're correct.
Okay. Well, tell me, have you thought about, I kind of want to dig into the future of your writing career and children's books. Have you thought about what you may want to do in the future with your books, maybe online storytelling or something like that?
Yeah, so in the future, I am planning to do like, well, I know that right now with the whole situation with COVID happening and things like that, I know that there's certain places that they don't allow you yet to do story time, but I do want to engage with people, you know, in person to do story timing. Of course, I'm also planning to do it online to connect with other people that are not in my area, right? And then, like I said, right now, I am also working. I'm a teacher at a middle school, so I work as a teacher full time during the day, and then nighttime is like my writing job. I just focus on writing. And like I said, I look for an illustrator to be able to help me illustrate my, you know, the book. And I just, you know, pretty much tell the person, I give them ideas on how I want each character to look like or how, you know, how each page is going to look like. But, yeah, I am planning to do it. Like, I'm planning to expand it. I really want to expand it into, like, a further kind of, thing. Like, this is actually going to be like something that I want to do for a long time. Well, that's what I imagine myself doing.
Okay, wonderful. That's awesome. And let me ask you, for the new book that's coming up, I know it's going to be released on Friday, as you said earlier. Are you having an event online, like a release party, an event that's going to be taking place online, a virtual event?
Yeah, so I'm actually going to have an event in person. I am doing one right now with family and close friends, but I do want to do one virtually with other customers and other readers, you know, just to connect with other people, and maybe I can inspire other people to also write children's books. It's not easy as it seems. It's actually kind of a little hard, but But if you like doing what you do, I mean, this is something that, you know, you can do it, you know. It's all about putting your mind into it and having a mindset on what you want to do. So, yeah, it is going to be in the near future. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is phenomenal. I know you're a busy woman. I heard you say that you're an educator. You're a teacher. You teach in middle school. What subject do you teach?
Yeah, so right now I'm teaching ESOL for the summer, and in the fall I'm still gonna also be an ESOL teacher, but as well as a parent educator. So I do both. So that's what I'm teaching right now currently to kids with ESOL class. So it's like for kids that English is not their first language, it's their second language, and that's what we do. We help those kids to develop the English, English language and also their writing.
You know, that's really odd and very strange, because when I was sitting here talking with you, I was just about, for some reason, I was just about to ask you about English second language, about teaching.
Yeah.
That is really strange, but that happens a lot during the show. If you've never listened to this particular broadcast, if you're just tuning in, for new listeners, I know that my audience who followed me since 2007 know about how Spirit always shows up in the broadcast when I have guests on. And so, oh, my goodness. And so Spirit shows up a lot during the shows. And what usually happens, Ms. Stephanie, when I'm talking to different guests that's on, Spirit shows up, and a lot of times things just kind of come to the forefront with the guests and things. For instance, if you're an artist or you're a singer and the person is talking with me, and a lot of times things will just show up and pop up in my spirit or in my head. And I'll say, well, have you ever did such and such thing? And they'll say, well, I was thinking about it. And it generally happens, and the artists usually have it online. And I usually find it maybe a couple of years later. I find them doing. For a great example, this one particular artist, and the reason why I'm giving this story because I'm about to tell you something, Stephanie, but hold on, you guys, hold on. So Mikey Wax, I had met Mikey Wax a long, long, long time ago before his career really took off in singing. And I told him, I says, you know what, he was on the show, and I says, oh, my goodness, you're going to be phenomenal. You're going to be really doing it really strong and really on a whole nother level than what you imagine. Well, guess what? Mikey Wax is a phenomenal, high-profile celebrity singing. He has a fantastic following, huge following online, and he does these great shows. And so anyway, my point is when different guests come on the show, Spirit shows up. And so when Stephanie was talking, that's what just happened. And so I'm going to ask you, Stephanie, have you ever thought about doing a children's book in different languages, maybe Spanish or a different language?
Yes, I was actually thinking about that. This is something that has come up in my mind, that I do want to do it in a different language. For me, my second language is Spanish, so I'm very fluent as a Spanish speaker, and that's something that I do want to engage with. You know, also with my Hispanic community and like the audience, and even other languages if I could, that would be awesome. I mean, I am so into like learning different languages. I'm a very multicultural person, so I love, you know, learning different people, cultures, and I would definitely love to even do another language if it's possible. I know that now they have like all these other apps like Babbel and like Google, you know, for you to like be able to translate everything. So that would be nice. I would definitely want to do that. I am thinking about that in the near future. So that's something that's going to come up soon, hopefully. You know, putting everything in God's hands, honestly. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot of phenomenal opportunities online. Believe it or not, there's so many opportunities for English second language educators to help individuals where you can really make a nice income for yourself at home. And there's some phenomenal opportunities online where individuals can do that. And it's something that I've did in the past, and that's where I found out about it. I used to teach those that were in China, different individuals, children and adults, and they were trying to learn English and business owners that were speaking Chinese and Japanese, and I was helping them with their English. And so it is a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity. The door is like gangbuster wide open when it comes to English second language for individuals that is teaching. Even if you don't speak Chinese or you don't speak Japanese, or if you don't speak the language, you can still. Well, I went to school and learned how to, you know, teach individuals English, and so I don't speak Japanese, but you can teach others to learn English, and it's a phenomenal opportunity. And so, if you have that certificate as far as being an educator and teaching individuals second language, it is a phenomenal and it's very rewarding. It's a very rewarding thing to do. And so, Ms. Stephanie, I want to hear some more about the book that's being released on this Friday. What's the title of the new book that's coming out on Friday, and tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So the book that's coming out this Friday is called Let's Go Camping, Lola. So it's still based on a little girl named Lucila and the panda named Lola. So pretty much this one is a little different than the first book because this one is mainly just talking about one adventure and that's them going camping with the family. So there's something that goes wrong when they're in the camping, in the campsite, and, well, pretty much, you know, so it goes from there, you know, like something goes wrong, but then it gets fixed and they go back, you know, they go back home. But it's a really nice book as well because that one is, you know, talking about, like, you know, events that you can do with your parents and things that kids can also do, you know, as well that they can relate to that book. So, you know, I know that little girl and a panda, they go fishing. So that's part of the book. And I know that, when I was a little kid, I used to go a lot with my dad fishing. That was actually our little bonding time that we had, and so a little bit of that I remember. So you know what? Let me go ahead and put this in my book. So I did, and there you go. So that's what is going to be released. And there's going to be more stories between the little girl and the panda. So I do want to make it a little bigger, you know, like not just based on these two books, but also like more stories about them. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to be expanding like the books. That's what I want to do. That's my plan. So, that's what it is about, pretty much. My book.
Okay.
So I'm very excited. Okay. I'm very excited.
Yes, yeah. I am very excited for you. And I was listening to what you were saying and explaining about taking your book and your writing in different avenues. Right now you're doing like adventures and camping, which is really fun to read along with your children or with a little group of children. It's a great thing to read. And another really popular subject for children's books, especially right now because there's a lot of bullying. There was a lot of bullying, and then there's a lot of teasing, you know, that goes on. And so children books that have principles, you know, enmeshed in the story is always great so children can learn at a young age about principles and morals and how to be friendly to other individuals, even people that's different, how to have acceptance of others. And it helps them to grow up and to learn, you know, how to be a responsible person.
Exactly. That is very true. Yeah, that is true. And I agree with you on that. There's a lot of, like, you know, the books should be more set on morals and principles. So then, yeah, kids can also be able to grasp that because, you know, little kids, they're like sponges. You know, they pick up everything mm-hmm. you say or you do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to kind of relate and maybe get into their world. Because that's what I want to do. You know, I'm trying to get into, like, being a kid, you know, again, like, and trying to kind of maybe see, like, how kids would think or how kids would feel because I kind of relate with my son. Like, okay, you know, right now he's little. He hasn't started school yet, but he will. So, like, in the future, like, oh, how is this going to relate to him in the future? And that's pretty much my vision on, you know, on these children's books, I guess. That's why I'm doing it like that. So, yeah, there's going to be other stories that are going to be kind of based on some of the bullying or maybe other principles. So that is in my past. That's definitely something that I have ideas about. So it's going to is going to be coming up soon somehow.
Wonderful.
I just keep writing. Yeah.
Well, I am very excited for you. Ms. Stephanie, I do want you to hold on. I need to shift gears for one moment. We're going to have a little break. It's going to be a little bit of music, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk some more about your career and being an author, and we're going to talk some more about that. So I want you to hold on. Guys, keep listening. I do have a short commercial that's coming up. And so, you guys, it's going to be that's our popcorn. It's a little popcorn time, and then we're going to have a little bit of music. If anyone knows me and what I like, I love my popcorn. But right now it's going to be popcorn time with a little bit of music. And check this out. This is old school. Check this out, if you will. All right, guys, that was old school. If you have not heard that artist before, that is J-Sound, S-O-U-N-D. That is J-Sound. You can pick up his music over at Amazon.com, iTunes, Google Play, and all over the Internet. That's J-Sound. He is on the AWM record label. That is one of my artists. That's one of the Fierce Females artists, and you can support the station. You can report. You can support this radio station. You can do it for free, actually. You can listen to me on Spotify, iHeartRadio.com as well. You can find me all over. It is a syndicated radio station, and so you can find the music all over the net. But if you choose, you can certainly find it at Amazon.com. That is J Sound, S-O-U-N-D. And you can support this station freely by just listening to the music at iHeartRadio.com or Spotify. You can do that if you will. And I will greatly appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to turn the tables right back to my guest on today, Miss Stephanie. She's a new and upcoming author. She is phenomenal. She's a brave woman. She's a smart woman. She's an intelligent woman. She's an educator. And you know, I'm all about the education. I love my teachers and my educators because they are great people. They wear badges of honors upon their chest every single day. You know, it's not enough great things that can be said about our educators because they educate our children. They educate our young people. You know, and if anyone knows me personally, they know that I am all about the children and the seniors. Please do not mess with a child or a senior. I will come at you every which way but loose. And so if you want to get to see a whole other side of me, you don't want to come at a child or a senior. I'm so passionate about taking care of the children and the seniors. Passionate, passionate, passionate. All right, Miss Stephanie, we're going to turn the tables back to you. Welcome back from the break. And I want to talk a little bit more about your new book that's being released on Friday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again back.
You're
great.
Welcome.
So pretty much, I'm very excited about this book. And like I said, there's a lot more projects coming along that I'm still creating. And I know that it was probably like very, very soon that I released this other book coming up. But I just wanted, you know, the audience or the readers to, you know, kind of like have a kind of like get, you know, and like fall in love with like Lucila and Lola and just kind of get to know a little bit about them throughout the book. So, so pretty much I'm very, very excited. And, I'm just, you know, this took me a while to do. As soon as I was done with the first book, that I did, which was my sweet adventure with my panda Lola. That one, I know that I was thinking about it since way back last year, but I just didn't have the guts to write it. And so I started doing it this year. The beginning of this year, I started having a lot of new ideas and just elaborating it, writing every little detail down. And I started to, you know, put everything together and find an illustrator and an editor. You know, you got to find all those, you know, people to put everything together for you. And then as soon as that was released and happened, then my second book was created. So I had a lot of fun, you know, doing the second book as well as the first one. So each book has like a piece of my heart in there. So yeah, I'm just very excited. And I hope that a lot of people that are listening or those readers that are, you know, for their kids, for their children, or even those that don't even have children, they could be supportive on, you know, looking, you know, or like expecting that new book coming up. So, yeah, just, you know, stay tuned pretty much.
Phenomenal. You know, I love it. I love it. That is so wonderful. And I do want to ask another question before we run out of time. We have just about 1 minute left in the episode, and the listeners that's coming in, and then those who do listen on demand, that listen to the on-demand episodes at iHeartRadio, I want you guys to run on over and jog on over online to Amazon.com, and I want you to take a look at her book, My Sweet Adventures with My Panda Lola. I want you to look at the book, get to know her as a professional, get to know her as an author, get to know her as a writer. Take up a look at the book, and I want you to support what she's doing. She has a phenomenal children's book that she has written. She has a new children's book that's coming out and being released on Friday, and I want you to get to know her. And so once again, it's My Sweet Adventures with My Panda Lola that's already on Amazon.com, and she has a new book that's being released on Friday. And so, Ms. Stephanie, do you have an author's page, or do you plan to do an author's page that gives information about you and your backstory? Is that something that you're considering doing?
Yes, that's something I am considering doing, is doing an author's page, so a lot of readers and a lot of, you know, people can connect with me and just know a little bit a little bit about me. I do have a couple of words, like a little, you know, a little piece of me on Amazon. If they go into Amazon and they click about the author, it will say a little bit about me. So the readers can be able to read it and know a little bit of who I am and where I'm from and things like that. So, yeah, they can just be able to look at me there on Amazon. But I am planning to do a special page for those that are wanting to know who I am and want to connect a little bit better. So, yes.
Wonderful. Did you have any closing remarks or anything that you want to share with the listening audience right now?
No, I don't. I just wanted to tell people that, you know, pretty much, you know, to go out there and just, you know, look over my books and then to stay tuned for more books that will be coming up soon, hopefully, by the end of this year or beginning of next year, for sure. I'll have more books coming up. That's my plan.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the Fierce Female Network. I really do appreciate it. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and your work and getting to know you professionally as an author and an educator. I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule and coming on the show. You're a phenomenal talent. You're a phenomenal woman. I think you show a lot of bravery to be able to step out and do some of the things that you're passionate about and some of the things that you are doing right now. And so it's very encouraging. So if you don't know, I do want you to know that you're encouraging a lot of people. There's a lot of people that may have a dream about writing. So I just want you to know that you've encouraged a lot of people on today, and you'll encourage a lot of people in the future, those that's listening right now on iHeartRadio and Spotify. And so I just want you to know that you are a huge encouragement to a lot of different individuals.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really hope so. And for those that, you know, want to write and that are stuck, you know, it's okay to get stuck here and there, but, you know, everything will come together. Just take it one step at a time. That's pretty much my advice to those that want to pursue writing, because writing is not easy. I mean, it's a lot of jotting down, but as long as you have an idea, you can definitely write a story. That's pretty much my motto of it.
Yes. I agree. I agree with you. And so everyone that's listening in, we are out of time on today, but I will be back with another episode. You guys know I always do it fresh and funky and fun on Friday. And so this has been Fierce Manson on the Fierce Female Network.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it. Hold up. Fierce, 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 fierce. Woo. That girl from a...